It's time for Rhema for Today.
And you see, the tragedy about it is this, that those dear people, they think because you exercise faith and help them that you'll always be able to do that. And they'll not try to build their own faith or live in the Word, just go right along. And then the time comes when something else happens because they're open to the devil's attack. And you can't carry them anymore. I've got people healed. I've prayed them out of death when they were baby Christians, some my own folks and some people who weren't my own folks. And then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, something else come and I tried to help them. They thought, well, now you, they said to me, well, now you prayed for me so many years ago and I got it and you pray again. I prayed and the Lord said, no, they're going to die. No, they're going to die.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You cannot have fear and faith. You do not have fear and faith. You do have fear or faith. And so he said, fear not, only believe. Well, Jesus went his way, as you well know, to this house, took the maiden by the hand, spoke to her, ministered to her, and she was restored, and she was made whole, as you well know, because if she'd just been raised from the dead and hadn't been healed, she'd died again immediately. Now, I want you to notice there's something Jesus said to Jairus now. I want you to get this. This is the 48th verse of the 8th chapter of Luke. And he said unto her, now first of all, this is this woman here to talk about, same one we talked about a while ago. We'll mention it first. He said unto her, be of good comfort. This is the woman that touched his clothes. Luke recorded the same instant in a little different word. He said unto her, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Then it said, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only. Now here's what I want you to get. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Luke 8:49, isn't it? 49:50. I read the 49th verse and then the 50. I'm trying to show you that his faith had something to do with it. I want you to notice that Jesus just didn't do this on his own. But he's encouraging the faith of Jairus to hold in the face of darkness, in the face of helplessness, in the face of what we'd call hopelessness, in the face of a most destitute circumstance. I mean, how darker could it be? How much more destitute could it be for someone to come and say, just don't trouble the master any longer, your little daughter's already dead. So here he said to him, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Hallelujah. I like that, don't you? Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Here to the woman with the issue of blood, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. To Jairus, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Now, Jairus could believe for his daughter. Now, why could he? Because she's in his household. She belongs to him. She's, it says, a little daughter. You see? Now, it's certainly true that when people get up so old, God expects something to them. They have to be on their own just like they are in the natural, in the physical. You will not be able to believe for them. That's the reason we can't make this work for everybody. I can make it work for some. I've made this faith work for many. And you see, the tragedy about it is this, that those dear people, they think because you exercise faith and help them that you'll always be able to do that. And they'll not try to build their own faith or live in the Word, just go right along. And then the time comes when something else happens because they're open to the devil's attack. And you can't carry them anymore. I've got people healed. I've prayed them out of death when they were baby Christians, some my own folks and some people who weren't my own folks. And then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, something else come and I tried to help them. They thought, well, now you, they said to me, well, now you prayed for me so many years ago, and I got it, and you pray again. I prayed, and the Lord said, no, 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 they're going to die. No, they're going to die. Because, you see, they've had this whole 7 years, 5 years. They've had this whole time to build faith and to study the Word. But they've come right along, you see, and haven't studied the Word, haven't built their faith, and haven't developed their prayer life. You prove to them that this works. Then it would work for them too. Can you understand that? It's faith that gives action to this power. It doesn't move without it. There's no action on the part of it without faith. And that's the reason we preach and teach God's Word, is to get faith operative. And to cause faith to come into your heart and into your life. And so, as I said, we could magnify or multiply, we should say, these statements. Have faith in God. Jesus said, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Thy faith has made thee whole. All things are possible to him that believeth. Now, we can multiply those. We've given you a number of them here. What I'm saying to you is that all of these statements prove one thing. That is that all of Jesus' healings were spiritual. He demanded faith, and faith is born of the Spirit, or the heart. Your heart is your spirit. He taught to build faith, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, it doesn't say that Jesus went about their cities and villages, healing the sick, preaching the gospel, and teaching in the synagogues. Doesn't say that. It said Jesus went throughout their cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and manner of disease among them. The teaching came first, the preaching came second, the healing came last. We see him in the fourth chapter of Luke as he comes down to his own hometown of Nazareth. He went into the synagogue. It says that he returned in the power of the Spirit, so the anointing was upon him. He went into the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth on the Sabbath day, as his custom was. There was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, and they found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to bring recovering of sight to the blind, deliverance to the captives, and so on. When he'd finished reading, he handed the book back to the minister. Now listen, and it says, and he sat down and taught the people. And he sat down and taught the people. He began by saying, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears or in your hearing. In other words, I'm anointed by the Spirit to minister to you. They said they wouldn't accept his teaching. They said, from whence is this man these things? No, he doesn't have that. While isn't his father, they thought Joseph was his father here with us. They rose up, threw him out of the synagogue, took him out of town, would have thrown him off the brow of the hill and killed him. But he slipped out of their midst. Now, Mark put it this way in Mark, the 6th chapter, in the 5th verse, talking about his ministry in his hometown. It says, and he could there do no mighty work. Didn't say he wouldn't, said he couldn't. Actually, the Greek says he tried to, but couldn't. Well, I think any sensible person could read the King James translation and see that, because what was he teaching them if he wasn't trying to help them? See? He tried to, but he couldn't. Now, why couldn't he? The next verse says, and he marveled at their unbelief. What I'm trying to get over to you is this, that so many people just seem to think that the Lord just went around sort of pushing healing off on people, whether they believed anything or whether they didn't. That he just healed everybody under all circumstances, everywhere he went. And that kind of person either never went to school, never learned to read, or else they read the four Gospels with glasses on that are colored with religious tradition. Amen. Now notice, it says, and he marveled, that's Mark 6:6, and he marveled at their unbelief. Then what was it that kept him from healing the sick, save he laid his hands on a few sick folk? That's what Mark 6:5 said. And these, just a few did get healed, and the few that did get healed had minor ailments. Amplified Translation said he laid his hands on a few sickly folk. W. Vine's Expository Dictionary New Testament Word said he laid his hands on a few folks with minor ailments. That's all that got healed under his ministry in Nazareth. Now why? Well, it tells you why. Mark chapter 6, verse 6 says, and he marveled at their unbelief. Their unbelief hindered him. Now, folks say to me, they want to challenge you sometime. Now, if you pray for the sick, I've had ministers to say to me of other denominations, if you minister to the sick and pray for the sick like Jesus did, why don't you heal everybody like he did and like the apostles did? I said, he didn't, Jesus didn't, and they didn't. Amen. And I'll tell you, they almost swallowed down Adam's apple. If they'd had false teeth, they'd have swallowed them. I said, I can prove that to you by the New Testament.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar.
Yes, and Worldwide Homecoming.
Yes, February 16th through the 21st, that's Sunday night through a Friday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m.
That's right.
But then Monday through Friday, we have an 8:30 session, a 9:30 session, a 10:30 a.m. session.
Yes.
And a 7 p.m.
That's
session.
That's right. Getting filled with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Also, then we have also some other special sessions,
yes.
Leadership sessions on children's ministry, youth ministry, and worship leaders ministry.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a pastor,
yes.
You might want to send your children's minister, your youth minister, or your worship leader, are your people that are involved in worship songs and
yes.
stuff. Or you might just want to come yourself and bring them with you.
I think there's 9 hours of training.
I think it's going to be, about 9 hours of training
yes.
in each one of those sessions. And so, and also at night.
We have children's services.
Children's services.
Yes, nightly.
And so it's a family deal, so come on out. It's going to be great. They're coming from all of the schools, Rhema
yes.
Bible schools all over the world. We got
yes.
300 and some odd of them now. And it's going to be great. You want to know more about it? Just go to rhema.org
yes.
/WBS.
That's right. For all the details.
You're going to find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.